Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. Are you eating chips right now? What are you doing?
I didn't have breakfast. I mean, it's lunchtime right now. But I also didn't have breakfast.
You saved eating chips to the start of this podcast.
We took a break right now during after our pre-show.
So everyone can listen to you crunching and I can watch you eat.
We are now doing a, what are those
ASMR?
Videos called? ASMR.
It's silencing it.
Oh, okay. No, ma'am. So nobody's listening to anything. See?
When you're talking, we can hear the crunching. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Anyways, I am the man hater, obviously. And this is my co-host.
And her husband.
According to YouTube.
According to YouTube.
Well, one person on YouTube.
Yeah, for clarity, we're not married yet.
We're not even in the same state.
Or even...
I just love the idea of like us recording in separate rooms, but like, right.
Which I guess would make sense if that was the case. Like, you wouldn't be because you wouldn't have you maybe don't. No, I guess because no, that doesn't make sense at all because most podcasts are like the same.
That's a good try.
All right, I am Mr. Pick Me. Even I've already been picked by someone other than Reagan.
Not me. Not by
someone
me.
Someone who is actually attracted to men.
You hope.
Hopefully, at least so far.
So far, so good.
Knock on computer.
Knock on Dorito dust.
Knock on Dorito dust.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Dorito dust.
I wish. Yeah. That would be. I don't know. Maybe Doritos has done something bad.
They probably have.
So what are we doing today?
I don't know. Hanging out?
No. I think we should listen to some alpha male advice from... a very tiny man.
On the, at least, for sure on the inside.
No.
And on the outside.
This guy's 5'7" max. Like the whole comment section is like, you? Where is the alpha in the room with us?
And there's nothing wrong with being 5'7".
I love a short king. Dated many short kings.
Yes. But it's when you say this.
Yeah.
From that body
that, well, when you were telling everyone to subscribe to a certain belief system in which you are clearly not a member of the higher authority there.
Let's let them hear what we're saying.
Let them be the judge.
Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out gladly. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Here's some very helpful advice from a tiny little alpha. And, you know, it's as much for you as it is for me because he really likes to talk about what women want here. So let's give it a go.
Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
Girls don't mind sharing alpha male. And if you ask a girl, hey, would you rather share an alpha or stay completely loyal to beta? They're always going to say, I'd rather share an alpha. Mm. Right? So it is what it is.
Yeah.
You ask any girl that has been with a guy that she really likes, she's going to be okay with sharing him with other girls. You don't get what you want in life. You get what you negotiate. And so I've been able to just directly tell girls like, hey, you know, even from the get-go, when I first meet girls and people are like, that's unfair. You're manipulating the girl. You're lying to the girl by having other girls inside. No, dude, on the first date, I'm telling the girl, I have other girls. I'm not going to settle down. So if you want to stay with me, great. We're going to have some fun. And I'm going to take care of you. Otherwise, cool. You can walk away. But they never walk away.
Wow.
Because being direct in that way is so respectful. Like, imagine a guy telling you directly, hey, this is who I am. This is what I believe in. If you with it, dope. If you don't,
oh. Because they don't got to worry about being cheated on behind their back.
Exactly, bro. So the thing is, girls accept what they respect.
Yeah, he looks like a guy I probably would have dated, and that is not alpha. Do you have a goddamn Lunchable? Are you...
I stole his lunch.
Jesco is fully eating a child's lunch during this podcast. So just so everybody, if you hear crunching.
We bought Lunchables for my kids and they didn't like them. My wife was like, what do we do with them? I was like, that will now be my lunch.
This Lunchables is great. Are amazing.
You come with cookies. Anyway, so let's talk about this little guy.
First of all, I think it's fascinating that he says it's respectful. When his exact line is like, if you F with that, that's great. If you don't, F off. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not how you should talk to a woman. And also, like, there's a misconception. Some people think that what these men want is polyamorous relationships. No, they want to sleep with multiple people. If she was like, cool, I'm going to hook up with other dudes. He'd be like, no.
How dare you? Because they also, and you've seen, there's plenty of videos where they talk about this. Like, well, because men are capable of cheating without it meaning anything, but women are incapable of it, right? If they cheat, it's because they don't respect you. But right. Men can still respect their woman and just sleep around.
Or they can love their wife and still cheat on her.
There was a video with, and the guy interviewing him is also a grade A douchebag, Myron Gaines I forgot the guy's name, reading Brad Lee or something like that, but I've critiqued both. Like, they're both terrible people,
the worst.
Yeah, but he was interviewing him and he asked him, he said, would you care if your daughters dated someone like you? And you could tell Myron was like, his head was like, yeah, I'd be okay with that. Like, but the other guy was actually kind of pressing him on that. He was like, you would? Because I think if you were with somebody you love and respect, you don't just sleep around on them and cheat on them. He was like, well, if he was giving my daughter a marriage and providing, then I guess. And he's saying that because he has no daughter and has no intention of ever probably having any children that will at least be in contact with him.
In the future. That'll be a no contact for sure. I mean, this dude, I would doubt that this guy has a girlfriend, let alone has multiple girlfriends. And this idea that like women will respect the honesty, I do think it's better to be honest than dishonest.
Yes,
like
that, if there's no issue with that.
If you I think it's like, just like if you're into polyamory and you're like, hey,
he got around in seventh grade last year.
What?
He was saying this guy's like an eighth grader. He looks so young.
He does look like young.
He got around in junior high school.
Yeah, he really dated a lot of girls. He held a lot of hands, okay? He knows what's up. Mm-hmm. I do think it's important to be honest. And I think being upfront is great. Like, if you have rigid things, I think you should say that. But then it's like, that doesn't mean you get to treat people like crap. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm going to sleep with other people. I also don't think they ever phrase it exactly like that. Mm-mm. I don't think they're as blunt as they say they are.
No.
I think they say, like, we're not exclusive exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not ready to settle down. Because most women are not going to agree to that. And then the other thing is, like, this has nothing to do with alpha or beta. And also, you're not an alpha. I can guarantee you that.
But
it's like, I don't think women are like, oh, well, a beta, I will not allow to have multiple girlfriends. But an alpha. Yeah,
if they're alpha status, whatever ubiquitous random thing that even means, the arbitrary definition of that.
A level five alpha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think any woman uses those terms. I don't know any woman that uses them unless she's referring to what a man is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know women talking about alphas or betas. You don't like sit around with the girls and they're like, gosh, I've been stuck with a lot of sigmas lately. I really want an alpha. God forbid a beta. Am I right, ladies?
And the thing is, if the only person, partner you're going to find that is into that is someone that has been so brainwashed by,
yes,
by misogynistic culture and by all these things that go into it, either from seeing their own father doing it or from just whatever reason getting into a dating circle of men that are continuously, and there's a lot of them, so it's that's a more realistic scenario that people want to believe, that are continuously believing that. They're just like, well, I guess this is what I have to deal with. If I want to be in a heterosexual relationship, I guess I'm going to have to deal with them cheating on me or something. It's got to be something really tragic to ever, yeah, get in that. There's no positive moment of someone like, yes, nobody enters dating thinking, I want a man who will cheat on me with several other women.
Yeah.
Like, there's no healthy reasoning for, aside from a healthy polyamorous relationship.
Sure, sure.
That was just, once again, very different than what these guys are describing. They are describing having a harem of women that they can pick and choose from at their will.
I'm like, also, you're saying you're gonna take care of her? Dude, you're not taking care of yourself. I don't even know if you have a car. I feel like you might be in mommy's basement. I'm not 100% on that. But like, one of the comments I saw was like, this is a rich man's game and you don't have access to it. And I think that's true. It's like, if someone wants to get in this arrangement because you're providing a lifestyle for them, then that's, and you both agree on it, whatever. There's other things for me to worry about. But I doubt he is providing the lifestyle that one would be like, okay, I'll share you with six other girls who also don't exist.
Right.
He's not an alpha. I doubt he has a lot of girlfriends. And I don't think he's in the space that he can provide for them like that.
If you're confident about it online, though, you can sell courses.
He has to be.
I made a post about this the other day, but like, there's more, at least a dozen times now, I've been contacted by somebody that either is related to or knows one of the guys that I critique on there. Mm-hmm. And like, sadly, a lot of these guys are they are wealthy from selling these courses. They made a lot of money
off
of other desperate men. So they do, a lot of them do have a absurd amount of money by taking advantage of lonely men that are looking to them for guidance, because the only guy that's going to be looking to these guys for guidance is absolutely desperate. And they have no problem taking their money and making their situation even worse than that. So, but a lot of these guys, so first off, they have money. Second, though, they don't believe what they say. And that's what I've heard. I heard from multiple of these people that have talked to me. They're like, oh yeah, he doesn't do any of these things in real life. That's not how he met. He's very caring. And he's a total faker. Yeah. It's all hearsay. And I don't oftentimes they'll contact me asking to keep what I'm saying private. So I'm trying to be very, I don't want to specifically say who's lying about certain things based on what I've been told. But a lot of them are like, they'll talk of this big game about like all these women, et cetera, but really they're just in a single long-term relationship with somebody that they absolutely are head over heels for and do nice things for and buy gifts for all the tips that they give out guys to tell them to do online to be an alpha, they do not follow, because it doesn't work, because that's not how you have a healthy relationship. Right. That's not how anybody will ever be in a healthy relationship, is by following the bullshit these guys are peddling. But they find other men that have not experienced love, that have not experienced a relationship, that have only experienced heartbreak or rejection.
Yeah.
Who buy into this dream of they can be happy with it with multiple women when they can't even get one, as if that's like a problem. Like, I need to find someone that's going to let me date 20 women. I can't find a single girlfriend right now, but I need to make sure that the one I find is okay with me cheating on her constantly.
What purpose does that serve for you, buddy? Like, what does it do for you? Why do you need it? Why do you, but also I think to your point, he doesn't have that. He's not dating a bunch of girls. Like, like the only ones that they're successful with are men.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting a lot of women, but they're getting a lot of men to pay them.
Mm-hmm. The points they make only sound impressive to other dudes, right? They're like, oh yeah, that sounds so cool. You know, like,
that's amazing.
Like, that's wow. You get to do that with all these girls. Yeah. They all love me.
Wink.
Wink, wink.
Cardboard cutouts behind
Why don't we ever meet them? Oh, because I don't want you guys to be jealous. Insert hired model that they've in the background.
There's so many women who are like, we are paid to be on those yachts, like guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point. There are guys that have a ton of money that do get women that go on those places, but and they'll act like, I have all these women that want me. No, they just, they're enjoying the experience of feeding your ego. If it means they get, you know,
something out of it.
Something out of it. And and they, that is such a sad experience that guys will convince other men is impressive, right? That
it's,
they will,
the elevated strip club. It's literally that, like, where it's like when people are like, the strippers love me.
Yep.
Like, no, buddy. Mm-hmm. It's just the fancy version. It's like, instead of strippers in a strip club, it's paid models on a yacht.
But it's also probably where they met a lot of the women that go on to the and this is not me degrading. I want to be very clear.
Sure.
Any woman that does something like that, or any man that does dances or does any sort of sexual
anybody
of any kind. Right. But the point is, if you're, it's like when Myron, bringing him up again, talked about how he mostly dates from these sugar daddy websites.
My God. Yeah.
And then a surprise that all these women only want him for his money.
Literally the setup.
You're literally going onto a site that is for women who want you for your money. Mm-hmm. And then like, and then I just don't get it. I don't know why I haven't been able to find someone.
They just want my money. Yeah, that's what you advertised, my guy. Also, what else do you have to offer?
Right. Courses.
I'll give you a coupon for my five.
You can, 5D you can course. Hand them out. Yeah.
Yeah, women love that. Women want to learn about that. That'll for be great. Sure. So since you brought it up, I feel like we should watch the Myron clip. Bradley and Myron, would you let your daughter marry you?
And real quick, before we watch this too, I think it's important to note, as I said, both of these men are terrible. And so the fact that one sounds reasonable in this shows how terrible this take is that is related to the first clip too. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and...
You have daughters?
No kids.
So if you had daughters, would you want her marrying someone like you?
So that's a good question, because I've been asked this a few times. So if he took care of my daughter, I would be okay with him having other women. I understand how men are. Men typically are only as faithful as their options. So as long as he loves and takes care of my daughter and provides for her, I'm okay with it, and gives her a marriage. And there's got to be some skin in the game here.
I would want my daughter to have someone that, A, makes her happy and takes care of her. Exactly. But I wouldn't be happy with if he had other women.
Can we say the very, very beginning, though? He goes, do you have daughters, or do you want to have daughters, whatever? He says, I hope not.
Yeah, God, like, I hope not. Start,
guys, because it's the, not even for his daughters, would he be like happy about it. He's like, ugh.
I hate women.
Daughters would be gross.
I hate women so much. I don't even like when they are related to me. When they come from me, still nasty. Cooties. Yeah. It's just like one step away from screaming cooties, for real. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Like, legitimately. He's so unserious. Like, it will haunt me for the rest of my life how men can see these things and be like, this man is spitting truth.
Facts, bro. I don't want a daughter either.
Facts.
And like that he would want his daughter to be treated that way. Mm-hmm. Like, these men have such a horrible comeuppance when they have daughters and realize that their daughters are going to be treated the way that they treated women. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that should not be what it takes. But that's, I feel like, when they're like, oh my God, wait, I have one that's related to me. Like, I feel bad now. I don't want them to be treated poorly. And it's like, he's so fixated on being cool and being that type of cool guy and like showing off what a great man he is that he can't even concede like, yeah, no, I wouldn't want my daughter to date a guy like me. He's like, oh yeah, for sure. Like, as long as he's like, you know, gonna marry her. It's like, dude.
Admitting it, that he, because the reality is, the correct answer is no, I'd want her to date someone better than me.
Right.
Right. I'd want someone that actually treats her well. But if you admit the obvious answer that anybody should say, any reasonable person who loves their child should say, then it admits that you are actually a piece of shit. Right. And that you're teaching other men to be pieces of shit.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. It's just like these men the older they get, the more obvious it is that they're full of shit. Because, like, he's not married. He does not have a high quality woman. He is not making a family, which, like, supposedly they all want to do because they're assholes and they go for women that, like, don't want that arrangement either. And
well, I'm choosing not to be married.
Right, exactly. But you're like, you can't even do the thing you say you are. And like, he's, you know, he's aging out of this shtick he's doing. Yeah. And like, it's funny because the
He's 70?
Yeah, he's
in 80. Their mind, it's not.
Yeah. Well, and then you look at like the other guy who is also shitty, but like, he still sees himself as a family man and a protector. So it's like, I draw the line. I don't care if you're horrible to women. I don't care if you lie to them and cheat on them and do whatever, but I draw the line at fatherhood.
Well, I think it's a kind of the clash of what we talked about last week of like the very traditional kind of biblical manly man versus this new age Andrew garbage. Tate wannabe kind of garbage. They're both garbage. They both treat women like shit and like property, but it's a different, but one of them is packaged in a way that is more socially acceptable to treat women like garbage versus everybody sees Myron or Andrew Tate or any of the alpha dom. And you can just tell any reasonable person would be like, that guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right. There's no reasonable person would look at what he's saying and be like, that person is no, that's a balanced perspective on how someone should treat, you know, different people that they're in a relationship with.
It's interesting that you said that because my brain, you know, fires up to a million different things. But I remember seeing an interview with Ben Shapiro and Pearl, which was horrifying. It was bad.
I didn't know that existed.
Yes, but what was interesting is Pearl is, in my mind, a pick me, you know, gal. She's pick me for sure. But the men she is used to catering to are the new age red pillars. And so I remember I saw the interview and it was something where she was saying like women shouldn't be able to do this and something, I can't remember if it was it was something about limiting your wife's abilities to make choices for herself and said something that Ben thought was disrespectful and he like told her what was what and was like, no, I respect my wife. And I would never do that to her. But it was because she was catering to new school, to the new school patriarchy, where, you know, you can degrade women and that's totally fine. All women suck versus the old school, which is like, oh, I don't outright disrespect her. I respect her. I love her. Do I treat her as a full human being? Not necessarily.
I treasure her as I treasure any other object that I consider to be valuable.
I'm just the man who, you know, makes all the decisions.
And this is what happens though when you find these clashes.
Yes.
And you'll see then a person that's not a personality, just a normal dude watching them will be like, oh, okay, so Ben Shapiro is actually a reasonable dude. No. Brad Lee is actually not too bad. See, he made this good point against the actual trashy dude. Like the that is there that exists. And the guys like Fresh and Fit and Andrew Tate and all these other ones that we keep on mentioning, what was it, Sneeko, they exist in some ways to make these other really horrible toxic men appear palatable in comparison.
Yes.
Appear like they aren't trash. Because neither of these groups, though, I think are in the majority of men. The majority of men are not these Andrew Tate wannabes. The majority of men are not these Ben Shapiro, Bradley, like kind of dudes.
Right.
But neither of them are an appealing option, right?
Right.
You still see, so it becomes hard to find someone that is actually willing to value a relationship with somebody in a I guess, not even in a modern way, but just in a way where the woman still doesn't end up having to defend her right to exist as a full person in that relationship.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to find. It's like, oh, well, he doesn't look like this. He's a good person. He's a really nice guy who just happens to also think that women are dumb, right? That they don't understand. They don't have any logic behind them. Yeah,
it's just like, they're saying the quiet part out loud, and like, It's so interesting to see like the more palatable version of hating women.
They're not as different. I'm kind of setting it up right there to make them sound like they're different. They're not different.
No, they're actually not very different.
You kind of hit on the point though, that the quiet part, right?
Yeah.
Someone that's smart enough to, like Ben Shapiro, as much as I despise him, I don't think he's dumb.
No.
Right? I think he's evil, and
think he's evil.
Well, because if you're smart and you're still pushing this really hateful, horrible stuff, there's no good person's doing that, right?
Right.
No, 100%. And so, it's for profit. It's for, you know, they realize that's a career, but they know that if everyone was just saying all the quiet parts out loud, that makes their job harder to push the more palatable misogyny, the quieter misogyny that exists, the more traditional misogyny that exists out there, because if everyone's hearing all the stuff like that these other men are shouting out from the rooftops, then all of a sudden they realize, oh, actually I don't like either of these options, right? But and so they're like, no, don't say that part, don't say that part.
It's hey,
like
they're listening.
Yeah, like when someone says something really super racist online that's a result of a Republican policy or conservative policy that exists out there, to be clear, there's racist people across the political spectrum, right?
Yes.
But I'm talking about specifically when it's ingrained in policy kind of aspect of it. And they'll say the quiet part out loud. And then all of a sudden, the smart, evil people will be like, no, we don't. Wait, you're not supposed to actually do the Nazi salute, Elon.
Elon, put down the chainsaw.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was off track, but I hate everyone right now.
But I also think like it's pushing people maybe back towards, because like you look in, I think we've talked about this before, even in like more spiritual circles, mm-hmm. and people are pushing back more into like the old school, mm-hmm. The old school patriarchy, like the old school misogyny, because mm-hmm. they are so terrified mm-hmm. of these, the outwardly hateful people. And so like, I think on some level they're thinking the same things, and maybe they don't like that the other exists, but just like, you know, quote unquote, nice guys benefit off of evil, like outwardly evil men. Mm-hmm. I think now like a lot of women are like, oh, maybe I do want like an old school guy. Like maybe mm-hmm. I do want like what they'll maybe see as chivalry, but usually is not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, don't go back. Mm-hmm. Don't go back to that. We don't like that. That didn't work out either. What that is mm-hmm. it's just like candy coated misogyny, you know?
Well, and so, cause it's a false, decision, a false, choice where they may say like, oh, well, if I want to have someone who, cause if somebody, maybe somebody does, you know, it's a valid want to be a stay-at-home mom or to stay home, raise your kids that way. And not work, right? That's a valid thing. Work sucks. For most jobs suck. I understand the validity and the take of not wanting to work, right? But the it's set up as the only way you can get that life then is to then be with someone who also treats you like trash, who you have to serve in order to achieve that life. Oh, so this guy, there's a thread the other day that said, no man working 40 plus hours wants to come home to spaghetti every night. Right. And the implication is obviously that alone is terrible. Right? But the implication is if I'm working 40 hours a week, then she should be doing everything I want. She should be serving me, making me good meals, etc. And I said, you know, I work, and this is true, I work 60 hours a week on average. And that's not a flex. First off, that's I don't like.
Whoa,
that.
What
I mean by that is no, but I hate that we our capitalistic society forces that's just what you have to do
100%
sometimes to get ahead, especially when you grew up like without any sort of financial like background, right? Anyways, so I work, but I still cook half the meals, I still do, you know, half the chores around the house, I still am active in my kids' life, not because I want my wife to be my servant, but because I work hard because I love my family, right?
And that's imagine
shocking, right? But that exists all over with people. There are plenty of men and women that believe in those principles, right?
Yeah.
But it's set up that the only men you're going to find that do that, because they've somehow claimed this mantle of me man work and women stay home is in this traditional, you know, usually religious kind of household or conservative mm-hmm. household. The reality is I know plenty, I know personally more traditional households of where a guy works and their wife is staying with the kids that are on the left than I
Yeah,
do
right.
in other ways. And I mean, that's the people I know, obviously, that I surround myself with
Sure.
people that have like-minded beliefs, but it's not like it's this completely outrageous thing that
Right.
you can still make a choice to live that a lifestyle that might look on paper like a more traditional life and still have a partner who respects you, who does work, and who cares
Sure.
about you and your family.
I just think it's hilarious how much these men love to degrade imaginary women that they could never have. It's like,
Right.
my wife in the future that I'm definitely gonna have, she better not be making spaghetti. You're like,
Yeah.
dude, you're not at risk for spaghetti
Yeah, I know.
dinners.
First off,
You're
spaghetti's awesome.
I love spaghetti. You can make
Spaghetti is great.
I make a great spaghetti, and it's not the point. It's just
No, that's not the point.
they're degrading imaginary women because they don't have one, and they have this angst that they're unhappy, so they gotta degrade a woman. But it's also like that whole idea is almost moot because we don't live in a society that that's possible. So it's like I don't know any, I really don't know anybody my age who the mom is completely stay at home and doesn't do some type of additional work somewhere or help out with something. Like it's almost unheard of. And so it's like, what, like they still want to keep that though. They still want the uneven emotional labor and mental labor and like the household chores, regardless of the fact that women are also working. Like you can't have it both ways. You can't have like a housewife, like a 50s housewife when you don't make the money to do that. And like it's just insane to me. Like they have this like it's like this fantasy in their heads of how their life should be, and yet they don't facilitate their end of the bargain of said fantasy.
Oh, I'm looking up a stat real quick. That I want to make
Classic.
sure I get it right. Classic
Classic
Chesco
Chesco.
wanting his stats. I'm
He
trying to
loves a
find it.
stat. You know what they say about Chesco. He loves a good statistic.
I can't find it. Anyway, so somebody in the comments, I don't want to spend 20 minutes of our recording looking for it. But there was a stat I saw that most households that are single income households are in poverty. Right.
Yeah.
So it's because like to your point, like the overwhelming majority of households in modern America have to have two incomes, have to have
Yeah.
two people working and bringing home a salary of some sort, right, in order just to make it, to survive.
Yeah.
And you have all of these guys out there that are making not enough money to support a lifestyle of having that are still seeking it out and shaming people for not doing it, or then entering in a relationship, finding an exception, a reason why it's okay in their house for their wife to work, even
Right.
though they've already said, but then still expecting her
Yeah.
to do all of
That's what
those
I'm
other
saying.
things along with it.
It's
Yeah.
crazy to me.
And like, well, but I want you to be a stay-at-home wife.
Yeah, I
Okay.
would, but
That should matter.
you just gotta help out a little bit, and
Yeah,
it's like,
just for now, for now, for now.
and also what they're describing often is like, I want you to serve me from the second I enter the door. I don't want to have any concerns, which is like, I don't want to have to cook. I don't want to do the laundry. I don't want to worry about what the meal's gonna be. I don't want to do the groceries. I don't want to do the I don't want to talk about the kids. I don't want the kids to be on me. I don't want to have to make big decisions. I just want to be left alone. They always want to be left alone
In their man cave.
in their man cave. But it just this idea of like I should be completely unbothered from the second I come home. And it's like, okay, so that means your wife is consistently bothered. Your wife never has rest, but your wife never gets a break. Except for the fact that these men often consider being stay at home or any form of stay at home, even if it's mixed with some work or part-time work, is easy. That's the easy stuff. Taking care of the kids is the easy part.
I did it once for 3 hours.
I Just the fact that, like, one, I don't know any functional relationship in which the guy calls himself an alpha. In my life, not a one, not a
No.
functional relationship. But also, hey, funny thing, alphas don't even exist. It was a study of
Right.
wolves that he later was like, actually wrong. I
Yeah, I
messed
was
that
wrong
up.
about
Sorry,
that. Yep.
guys. And now men are basing their entire life ideology based off a false study done a long time ago about wolves. Are you a wolf? No.
Yeah.
Maybe in sheep's clothing, but not actually.
It's across the board. You could think, how many people do you know got in a relationship from a guy that yelled at you from the outside of his car, or that catcalled you?
Not a one.
Exactly. And this, we were talking on the pre-show about that. As of 2023, the stat I found was that only 10% of marriages started from, or long-term relationships or marriages started from people that met on apps, right? So 90% of relationships to this day, even in this app-centric, internet-centric society that we live on, 90% of relationships did not start on apps. So if you're actually seeking that type of thing out, if you're seeking something other than a hookup, you're gonna have to get off of Tinder, right? Like, the likelihood is that you're going to actually have to go into the real world and interact with human beings, and have friends. And that's another benefit of having friends that are women. If you were a single man, like genuine friends that are women,
Imagine.
is that she might also n know other women that might, that you don't know, that you're not friends with, that might be able to set you up, might be able to, like, hey, that's not the only reason, obviously, to have friends that are women, but it's like, it's all of these self-sabotage rules that guys have, though, of, well, I can't be friends with women. I never even thought about that to this moment, though. That's another way they're sabotaging themselves and then complaining, why can't I find women to date? It's because
I'm
you're
never
old.
around them.
I'm never around any women ever. Why can't I find someone to date?
Huh, I don't know. Well, but they're never going to get off the apps, Chesco, because then they can never say they're misogynistic shit, because they would never say that to someone's face. They can say it through an app. They can talk like that, talk to women that way. But if a woman was in front of him, I guarantee you they would not be like spitting this rehearsed game, because half of them are just like copy pasting shit. Like, that doesn't work in real life.
No.
Which is also why you don't have good relationships, because you can't take it off the app. Literally, the second you have to just be yourself, which you're not being, by the way, you're pretending to be someone else. The second you're around people, they realize, oh, this guy does not, just like when we watch the video, like that guy does not match the character or persona he is pretending to be.
Right. But if you say it, if you repeat it enough times, it becomes true.
That's
If
what
you
they
say the lie
say.
enough, right?
Say the lie enough. Oh, it just, it's all, ugh. I just, it kills me that it's based off of like a now thrown away study that was not accurate at all. Like, that kills me.
Right.
Like,
And it
it's
still
not,
said so much, and like
yes.
non-ironically.
Right. It's the same thing as when they'll use some of the alpha males use studies about like Reese monkeys and talk about base pairing or whatever they talk about.
Voles.
Yeah, and it's like, those are monkeys. Why are you comparing your dating life to monkeys? Like, what are you doing? When there's so
But
many,
Jordan Peterson said it.
he
He
did,
said it,
he literally
Reagan.
did.
I know.
But there's so many studies about women and men and relationships. Like, there's so much information out there. The fact that you cling so hard to all these weird studies about animals is insane.
And they don't even say the vole one. I remember I read the study because I was like, I remember when that one came out. It doesn't even say what they're saying. It specifically even says the caveat, because that's what any good study is going to have limitations of it, says that this is not applicable outside, that further studies will need to be done to see if this sort of stuff
What's
holds
this?
true. It was the whole vole pair bonding and voles.
Okay, yeah, they did the same thing with the Reese monkeys.
Respond. Okay. But it was the whole idea was that it would have to be, you have to do further studies. And the reason these studies do not, and this whole the bullshit behind evolutionary biology or psychology within humans is that our brains are different, right? We are able to make much more complex decisions and actually think beyond an abstract nature. And the way that we function in our society, the way that we interpret information is different. And it's not the exact, our brains don't work the same,
I
right?
just, in any other context, you would be laughed out of the fucking room. Like, in any
Right.
other world, like, if somebody, you were all doing a study on something and you everyone was had to come in with evidence, like, say it was speech and debate or something, and they all have to come in with an argument, and it's about like the relationships between men and women and how they pair and how they attached to each other. And like some random kid goes, I have a study from 1974 about voles. You'd be like, no, go redo that. We're not talking. We would absolutely exclude that because you'd say that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're not talking about voles. Like, that doesn't make any sense to use. It's not applicable to the conversation.
Yeah, they will continuously throw out, well, studies show, the data shows, the numbers show. And then when you actually read what they're talking about, it wasn't even a study. It was a survey on a poll on Twitter.
It was a joke on a popsicle stick.
Yeah, it's almost never an actual study.
No.
And then when it is an actual study, that you end up realizing, oh, it's that had nothing to do with what you misunderstood.
Well, and also it's like they almost never know what the study's name is. They almost never know what the study was about, what the factors were. Like, they're quoting a study, but what they're really quoting is some Manosphere podcast they heard one time, and then they're regurgitating like a very mangled version of that, but they spit it like it's the truth. And you're like, I don't think that's true. And like, if you did a second of research, you would also know that that was not true. Mm-hmm. So I feel as if maybe you don't care if it's true. You just want it to make it seem like you have an educated take on something when you don't.
Shocking, right? There is, I'm looking for it real quick. I've been reading a lot of books. I've been listening to podcasts. I'm behind on it. But there's a podcast that has a really good, it's the Manosphere Debunked podcast.
I don't know that one.
It's really good. They go over the science. All these studies that bring up, like, because there's so many of these bad studies that are brought up, and they kind of go over a lot of these using data, using research, and kind of debunk it. It's a really good one.
Cool.
From there, it's one of the hosts is Tinder Translators. And the Nice-ish Psychologist, I believe, is the other one. Mm-hmm. But I'm mutuals with her on Instagram. That's where I found the podcast. I was like, this is great. But that's a good one. If anybody listening is interested in hearing like a science-backed debunking of a lot of these studies, that one is a great one to listen to. I'll try to link it into the show notes.
There you go. Rather than us just being like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. You listen to us for us to say, to hear us talking shit about the guys and then go there and hear the science about why we said it was bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not that we haven't read the science. Here's the difference between us and like Jordan Peterson or Scott Galloway is I'm not going to present myself as an expert on something that I'm not trained to talk about. I'll give my opinion on it.
Also, I'm not going to misquote. Like, if I'm not positive on something, I either look it up or I don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's bizarre that like if you were to describe what the study was, most men would be horrifically insulted. If you said, I have an opinion on you, and that is based on a monkey study. Mm-hmm. Like, they would be horrified.
How dare you say that?
I'm a man. Yeah. I am a real live man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would never. Yeah. But the second it goes in their favor, they're like, oh, yeah, completely applicable. My brain is that of a monkey's.
You know, this animal also, like, they'll also fight to the death over something. And they're like, yeah, that's alpha. I'll do that too.
Yeah, they eat their own poo. Same.
Same. Sometimes. I heard it's good for your gut biome. I'm biohacking. What do they call it? Biohacking?
Crypto.
Okay. All right. Well, for everyone that's stuck around, do you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts would be none of the alphas are alphas, and all the dating coaches think the least of men.
And for me, I'll say buy my course if you want to find out how to be a true beta.
You could probably write a hilarious beta course.
Pretty funny. Proper beta etiquette 101.
Yeah, I guarantee that. You know what? That would be such a checkmate to the guys online if you did like a beta video, because then what do they put in the comments?
Right.
I
have that shirt.
I agree.
It's the only shirt I have currently in my my personal merch store, and it says like White Knight beta. Soy boy, like, it has all the different terms.
Soy boy kills me.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So for those of you that have stuck around to Reagan and I ranting, we have some more Would You Rathers to heavily debate. All right. I think what we should do, Reagan, is we should come up with one correct answer.
Oh, no. We never will.
Here's one right here.
Okay.
Would you... Right, and we're gonna go sillier this time because I got too serious. I chose two serious ones last time, so then like, we're gonna go more off the cuff.
Okay,
we'll see how it goes. All right, would you rather have hair that changes color based on your mood that is visible to everyone, or have floating text above your head that displays your exact thoughts once per day at a random moment?
Oh my god! Hold on, I ripped out my headphone cord just out of fear. Do I hear you?
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you.
You
asked me, do I hear you? I don't know.
Well, so here's the problem. I'm bipolar and I have so many moods, and I have enough trouble with my face showing my mood. I'm going to go with hair color changing with my mood because I have some of these strangest thoughts imaginable, and my brain goes to really weird places. And I cannot imagine speaking to someone and then them seeing I'm thinking about, we've talked about a weird scene in a Korean horror drama. No.
My impulsive thoughts are, I don't want anybody seeing those. I'm embarrassed enough with nobody knowing about what pops in here sometimes. And also, I actually think the hair that shows how you feel could actually be a benefit for those of us that don't always have faces that match how we're feeling. How many times you've been asked? This is a running joke between my wife and I. It should be like, do you want to go home? And I'm like, I'm having a great time. And it's true, but I'll be thinking about something. Yeah. Or I'll be like, there's something going on that's making me look like I'm just so upset.
Yeah, so I think my intrusive thoughts could never. I cannot be showing my thoughts to people.
And it would encourage you to be more, the hair thing would still just, it would encourage you to be honest.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Better than the thought, better than my thoughts.
Yeah. Even though it's the random time.
Yes.
Because it'd be the way the game would work. It would be at the worst possible time.
Weirdest thought. Weirdest
out of context.
Mm-mm.
That's also how ADHD brains too, because we connect 25 things and then we've moved on to I do wonder what it would taste to DM.
Yeah, it's terrible. Right. No. Okay, next one.
Okay. Would you rather have to speak in rhymes or always have to end every sentence with a random sound effect?
Ooh. I would want a sound effect. I do sound effects anyways. I basically do it already. I love the thing with rhyming is I would never be able to. I could do it because I love rhyming, but I wouldn't be able to get my point across, and that would really upset
It'd be so frustrating. See, I'm gonna choose the rhyme one.
What?
I think I'd much
you
rather
love sound effects.
I know, but I think after what if you're like, I'm so sorry for the loss of your father. Yeah. Oh man.
I'm breaking up with you, and then celebration.
I'm breaking up with you. I think I'm really depressed. Oh.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I had a friend of mine who was doing a Zoom call with her therapist, and she was saying something really depressing, and she put her hands up suddenly in the middle of like sobbing, like she was really upset, and she threw her hands up, and for some reason the Zoom did fireworks.
Amazing.
Literally, and she's like, it was like, do you acknowledge the fact that it mid-sob, we did fireworks? And she was like, I am not ready to laugh about this yet, but that was quite funny. Oh my God.
That's exactly why you need to speak in rhyme. I guess that would probably also be bad though.
I get to pick the sound effect, and so I will pick a good sound effect versus if the sound effect picks itself. That
but it was right. You're like, I'm so sorry for your loss. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are pretty bad, but I'm sticking with the rhymes. I'm sticking with the rhymes.
All right.
Okay. Would you rather have taste buds in your fingers or have your sneezes sound exactly like celebrity catchphrases?
Oh, catchphrases all day. That's not even, that took me no time. Okay, you want taste buds on your? Do you know how much stuff you touch in a day?
Yeah, that would be pretty rough.
Bathrooms?
Oh, I didn't think about. Oh God, never mind. All right, immediate. That's not even tough. Okay, let's find a different one. Yeah. That's
an easy God.
One. And also, that would be kind of creative to have sneezes sound like celebrity catchphrases.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on the celebrity. Because yikes. I guess.
Well, that's good. That's a good point. would you rather be able to converse with non-human animals? Or have a lifelong fluency in every human language.
Oh! My wife would say animals. I would probably say speak every language.
It's a tough one, though.
It's tough because there's so many times, like, when I'm in different places, I want to be able to communicate in ways. Or just, like, when you know, sometimes you're in places where clearly there's a language barrier for someone, and all you want to do is, like, make it easier for that person and communicate with them. But you just, I'm like, I can't, I don't know, I don't speak Spanish, I really want to help here. I feel the same way about sign language, because I only know a little bit of it. And there's times when I can tell somebody, it would be very helpful if somebody spoke it, so...
Also, what if you found out you chose the animal one and you found out your dog hates you?
Oh my God. It's like, you stupid bitch.
You're not my real mom.
I've been planning on eating you for months.
Oh man. I probably still, I mean, that would be real tragic. That would be sad. But I think, I don't know. I feel like there's technology close enough to translation. Mm-hmm. At some point in our lives, there's going to be like a babblefish that we can put on our ears and just have direct translation.
We're not there yet, though.
We're never gonna have that with animals, though. And also, like, what if you're in the woods and a bear comes up? Wouldn't you be able to be like, are you planning on eating me?
Sir?
Tell me, do I need to be scared right now, Ben?
What's the bear going to say? No.
Oh, that's a good point. Are bears capable of subtext? Are they capable of lying?
There's just a sarcastic bear like, no.
No, I would never eat you. Why don't you come over here with that picnic basket?
You made him like a sassy gay man.
Well, he is a bear.
It's a bear! On that note, we have to stop talking. Yep. Oh, God. Well, thank you, friends, for joining us for this somewhat chaotic episode.
Yes.
If you have any would you rathers that you want us to do, let us know, as long as they're not inappropriate or depressing.
Write them in the comment section.
Yeah, write them in the comment section. And we'll catch you next week on the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater Show. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
And check out the Patreon also.
Yes.
Good day.
Good day.